Hi, everybody. It's great to be with you in Armidale today with your wonderful pastor, Kerry Logan, all the church there, the board, the elders, everybody. It's great to be with you. Hey, what an incredible story Armidale is over a long, long period of time, but certainly in the time we've been involved. What a miraculous God story it is, as God has done what he's done over the last few years. And you look around and you can see some of the incredible, you know, work being done, even on things like buildings, completely transformed. And so we celebrate everything that God has done until this moment. As we come to Catalyst Sunday, I just wanted to share a thought with you. Each church is different. And in a moment, we'll talk about a common message for us all. But I just wanted to say to you in Armidale, here's what I see. I think that today's Catalyst offering is going to be like wrapping up a season. It's like chapter one of the chapel in Armidale wraps up today and the work that it will produce to be done. But I think this is the end of a chapter. And so may you do it well as we get ready for the next God-appointed period in Armidale's God-appointed future. And I think it's going to be even more expansive than we're starting to see now. So as we go to it, from Brian and I, we love you, we're for you. And I'm personally looking forward to seeing you in person very, very soon. I know I'm there shortly. And God bless you. Here we go. For me, this Catalyst Sunday is about meeting need and seeding the God-appointed future and speeding its coming. That's what Catalyst offering is pretty well always about for us, but it's certainly about that this year. And this is what Catalyst funds do, right? They seed the God-appointed future. And of course, they speed its coming. What I mean is that there are some promises of God that are they're on a fixed timeline. I mean, God has said it. He's got a determined time in mind, and it's going to come to pass. And then there are other things in the God-appointed plan, lots of promises that actually are on a fluid timeline. We see that right through Scripture. And that fluid timeline is determined by the willingness of God's people to partner with him and what he is up to. And so the kind of things we're talking about around a Catalyst offering are the fluid timelines. We can slow their becoming a reality, or we can seed and speed the God-appointed future coming to pass in our times and for what he has planned into the future. And so that's what we're about today. And so as we think about your church, this could well be a Catalyst moment. This could well be a time when God is just up to something. I want you to think about the power of a Catalyst offering for a moment here. Think about the building you're in. Now, it's an amazing building, right? All of our buildings across the chapel are amazing buildings. And what we know is, and maybe what you don't know is, if we had built those buildings, or the people who built those buildings had done it just on tithes and offerings, today you still might be gathering under a tree. And let's face it, it's pretty cold out there today. And so that being the case, in reality, it's very real that for some of you, apart from Catalyst offerings or offerings like them, that you would still be bumping in and out of a venue or maybe hiring a venue. What we know for sure, you would not have the quality of the church that you're gathering today if it was not for these one-off offerings that have this long history in the Bible and have built Jesus' church across the ages. And so people like you, and maybe you, have given sacrificially, faithfully, in a faith-filled way to offerings like this to seed and to speed the coming to pass of the God-appointed future. And so here we are. And today is just like those days that we've been talking about. And so I'll let you hold that thought, and let me read to you from Scripture as I orientate you personally around an idea. Matthew chapter 21, verses 1 to 3, it says this. Now, when they drew near Jerusalem and came to Bethpage at the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples out to them, and he said this, "Go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied there with her colt, and her colt tied there with her. Loose them and bring them to me." It sounds like a robbery. And if anyone says anything to you, you shall say this. Say, "The Lord has need of them," and immediately he will send them. I want you to think about this what I've called here high trust moments and God appointed futures when they come together. See, what we have here is a very famous scene in the God appointed plan of God. This is a scene in scripture that is predicted thousands of years before, and the Jewish people are well accustomed with. They know this story about Jesus is going to ride a donkey into the city. They know how it's going to unfold. This is known to any Jewish child. And here it is, and before their very eyes, that scene, that prophecy is now unfolding. And so we see here the God-appointed future just unfolding before them and around them. And that's also true where you are. There is a God-appointed future. There's a God-appointed plan that has been unfolding and that will unfold in the place and amongst the people where you live. And right now, you are in the thick of it. And what if today is pivotal to it? That's what I want you to think about it. What if today is pivotal to it in some way? Because here's what I know. On that day, it's very unlikely that the owner of the donkey and the colt woke up that morning and recognized that this was a supernatural, special, prophetic day. He probably woke up like every other day and it felt very normal day. And like he's a very normal person and he got about his business. But before the day was over, he'd been involved, whether he knew it or not, in one of the most predicted and pivotal moments in history as he became the supplier of the donkey for Jesus. That's the first thought, that we are just involved in God-appointed plans and God-appointed futures as we come to Catalyst Moments. And then there's this second thought, and here's a thought I love about this moment. It says here in the scripture, if anyone says anything to you, you shall say, the Lord has need of them, and immediately he will send them. Here's what I love. Jesus knows that the place he has pointed them to, the donkey and the colt that he has pointed his disciples to, he knows that the man who owns them will release them to them the moment he says the Lord has need of it. I love this. High trust. He's a high trust person, a person that God can trust. And I'm sure you're like me. I honestly want to be that person. Reason I'm reading this scripture is I remember hearing this story and being so impacted by this idea many, many years ago. This idea that in a moment like this, or a moment like you walk into or I, that God can look on and go, I can trust that guy, that girl, to get this done. The moment they hear that this is for God, they will release whatever it is that the Lord needs in this time. And as we come to this callous moment, I want to be the kind of person that God can trust with this. And this is powerful. Not only is it powerful in this moment, but it's powerful for your future. This is powerful in what it speaks of trust with God or before God in the moment. But it also speaks about how we can be trusted in the future, because this wasn't the moment when this guy was tested. Jesus already knew what he would do. So clearly, somewhere in his history is an act like this, or a pattern of this amongst people or with God or who knows where, but he became the trusted. And so today, as we come to this, there is a God-appointed future, and this is part of that. This is a catalyst offering that is moving into that future, but it's also a moment where we establish ourselves as those who God can trust with the moment, and even more. And so maybe as I wrap today, maybe you've been here before with us, many times, and you're like, well, Darren, I've been there, I've done that. Well, you know, we're still living, we're still breathing, I'm still going to be sacrificing as we come to the offering. Bronnie's going to be sacrificing, and I just encourage you yet again to take a deep breath and with bold faith, make a statement that says, I'm seeding and speeding the God-appointed future. I want to see as much come to pass as I can in my life, and I'm going to establish again that I'm the person that God can trust with this moment and trust with more into the future. For some of you, you've never been here before. You've never taken the step of faith. Today, make today the day that God can look on at you and go, now there is a man, there's a woman, there's a young person I can trust with the moment, and I can trust with more. They will seed my future and they will speed its coming. Maybe in years past, you have just been limited by your inability. Your life was contracted, but now you're in a different season. Like, things have opened up a bit. I want to encourage you, don't let the past be the determiner of what you do today. May you step up full of faith, honor God, move into the God-appointed future, not only for his church, but for you. And may you be the one who can be trusted with the moment and trusted with more, but more than that, that you would be the kind of person whose finance is meeting need, seeding the God-appointed future, and speeding its coming. And with that, I'm going to hand you back to your pastor. God bless you, and may God move and stir you as he rallies you towards what he is doing today.
Good morning, everyone. Tell the person next to you, I'm so glad you're here today. But you need to say it like you mean that, like you mean it. Collins, are you back? Why don't you stand up? Collins got married. What? This is the best. Congratulations. I can't wait to talk to you about it and see all the photos. So let's do that after church. Awesome. So we heard from Pastor Dazza, and just want to like bring this home. Like, what does this mean for us? And you guys know me. You all know me. I'm not here to twist your arm this morning at all into giving. It is not my vibe. I think that's gross. But I would like to just take you on a short journey over for our Catalyst giving over the last few years. So if you're visiting or if you're new, just to let you know, what we will normally do in church is what we've done until now, but we'll normally read the word and talk about what does this mean for you? What does this mean for our lives? We will pray for you. We will learn things together, and it's really beautiful and we love it. Today, we have one day per year, which is Catalyst Sunday, where we just talk about what are the physical needs of our church. It's all about the physical aspects of our church. And then every other Sunday is like everything else. But today, we're talking about the physical needs of our church and the practical and spiritual outcomes for our church as we move forward into everything that God has for us. So I'm personally very excited about this. But like I said, twisting your arm is gross. But let me tell you some stories. So we're going to go back to 2021. Who remembers that year? I think we've got some pictures. Peter? We didn't have a Catalyst Sunday 2021. Who remembers 2021? Who was in lockdowns? We all were. Who ran out of toilet paper? You're laughing like it's a joke. It was no joke, you guys. That was some serious time. So we're all in lockdowns, in and out of lockdowns. No one knows what's going to happen. It was very wild. So we didn't have a Catalyst Sunday because we weren't physically meeting together. We were all over the place in our homes. We were watching church online. We were doing all of these things. And I was talking to Leish, actually, and she was working at Coles at the time, and she was just talking about, man, it has been so hard for all of the Coles workers and all of the Woolies workers, supermarket workers, who are just trying to like keep stuff on the shelves. People are wild. People are hoarding toilet paper. People are hoarding like flour and sugar. Like, it was wild. It was a wild time. And all of these supermarket workers just like working into the night to keep the shelves stocked for everyone in Armidale so that we all had food and toilet paper. And so she said, oh, just be really nice if, I was like, what can we do? What can we do? We're not having a Catalyst, so what can we do instead? How can we like invest into our community even in a crazy time like this? And Leish said, oh, what would just be really nice is everyone is just so stressed about things. And what would be really nice is if when we had a break, maybe we could just, that there was a coffee there waiting for us. And we didn't have to pay for it and we didn't have to order it and all that kind of thing. So we were like, yes, let's do that. So we, like overnight, you guys were so generous and so amazing and wonderful. And we ended up being able to buy coffees for all of the Coles workers and all of the Woolies workers for a whole week every day so that every day they could take their break, go and get a coffee. And I just got so – this is only one message. Oh, this is from the Faux Plus guy. Who knows Faux Plus? Best sushi in town. I'm just like – I'm not getting paid for this. I actually just love it so much. And he sent us this. You can see the butchery is closed. Everything else is closed except for the supermarket. But he was really blessed too because we were, you know, we were like, hey, can we give you this money so that you can? He's like, yes, you can. So that was really wonderful. But, you know, I got heaps of messages like this from different people just saying, oh, thank you so much. It meant so much to us. When we were exhausted, when people were yelling at us, when things were really hard, that you guys would, you know, care about us in this really practical way. So this is one little tiny practical story. And then next slide, Peter. Oh, no, maybe we go, but I don't know. Let me see. Let me visit my notes. Yeah, cool. Awesome. Yes, there were tears from the workers and all of the managers, Coles and Woolies. They were just so grateful that that could happen. So 2021 was also a year that shocked Armidale with our first tornado. I don't know if it was our first, but it was a tornado in Armidale. Crazy. And it was actually Andrew's birthday that day, the night that it happened. And, like, he loved it, you guys. Like, it's an emergency services thing. You wouldn't understand. But he was like, yes, we get to do this. We get to help people. He was pumped about it. But he was out all night, like, the night of his birthday. Was it the night of your birthday or the night before? He was out. He got a call out at maybe 10 p.m. or something. He was out all night. I was like, that's weird. He's still not back. It's 5 a.m. He's still not back. Comes home about 7 a.m. He's like, I'm like, what happened? Where have you been? You've been out all night. He's like, oh, there was a tornado. I was like, shut up. No, there wasn't. He's like, yeah, there was. There was a tornado. I was just at the Hark's house. Like, all of these families that were affected by this tornado. And so straight away we're like, it's still like, we're still not meeting together properly in church, right? But we're like, what's our over and above giving? What's our catalyst kind of giving? How could we help here? And so we just put out on Facebook and in text messages, guys, there's a bunch of people, their houses have been destroyed and lots of them don't have insurance. So they don't have the money and the means to get this stuff fixed. And everyone, again, was just so generous and so wonderful. This says $10,000, but it's actually quite a bit more than that. In just a few days, and we were able to just go and visit families and just say, hey, this is like a little bit. This is like a tiny amount, but we wonder if it would just help you, like, put your roof back on your house and, you know, buy the food that you need and stuff like that. So I just want to say thank you again. How beautiful. How amazing. God's church, even not meeting together in buildings, but still being a blessing to the community. And I just thank you so much for that. It was very beautiful. So, Catalyst 2022. We're back at church. Everyone's pumped to be back at church. It was really wonderful. And so we decided, you might remember last year, we decided to build our fences to keep our kids safe. So the idea is, it's been COVID, right? Families have been away from church for ages. Some families have been away from church since, like, way before COVID. And the vibes, I want to say the vibes, but that's not a spiritual word. The heart of this was that as families and as generations and as people return to church after a long absence, partly COVID, partly just people's lives, hey, life gets wild, that they would just have safe places for their children to be here at church, like while they're building relationship, while they're getting hooked back into the church, while they are rediscovering who God is in their lives, that they'll just be safe while they're doing that. So here we go. You've probably already seen them behind me. This was actually the best, and it happens all the time at our house, sometimes in the kitchen. You just need to know that. And yeah, so wonderful. So we were able to, can we have a look at the map again, Peter? We were able to just build the fences along the front of the building and also just to keep the kids safe on the kids area. And I think we have a couple more photos of the fences as well from last year. How beautiful is it? So beautiful. The guys from the chapel in Gyra actually built these for us. Really beautiful. And this one obviously just to keep the kids in, keep everyone safe, and how amazing. So this year, are you ready? Thank you. Awesome, amazing. Kel is pumped about this and so am I. So this year, so we're moving from, in our minds, we've just moved from our community, like disaster relief, kids' spaces. This year we just want to move to you guys, to us, sitting here in this room. And even with a lot of us away this week, as we return and as everyone returns over summer too, it just has been really packed. And so what we would like to do is just think about how can we make this space functional for us as we grow, especially into the warmer months. It's always when people return to church. Come on, everyone. Seriously, call your friends and say, where are you? I don't care if it's cold, get to church. And so we would actually just love to purchase some chairs, some new chairs. I wondered what the response would be. Some people are like, yes, I will give you all my money right now. Some people hate these chairs. And we, but hey, we praise God. We praise God for this building. We praise God for these chairs. We've had them for ages. They were hand-me-downs. Like, thank you, God. Thank you, God, right? We are so grateful. We are very grateful. However, we would love to get some. This is just me. This is what I'm thinking. Let's get some like this. There's a few reasons for this. Back is nice and high. So if you're tall, yeah, that's right. Everyone's like, yes. The back is nice and high. So if you're tall, this is good. You know, we want to look after people of every age as well. So when people come in here, whether you're older or whether you're younger, you actually can get up out of your chair after the service, which is a really wonderful thing. The other thing, and I'm not trying to over-spiritualize something that is practical, but I would just like to say, we're going to get these little pockets in the back. So all of the welcome cards that you always find on the floor, that people are sitting on, that people are turning into paper planes during the message, that kind of thing. No one here would do this, but if there was someone, it would be Isaac. And the reason is, and I'm not, like, not even kidding you guys, the reason is that if we can put a Bible in the back of each chair, and if we can put a response card in the back of each chair, there are moments where, and you know the moments where we've just heard a message, the Holy Spirit is speaking to us, the Holy Spirit is speaking to new people who have come in here for the first time, some for the first time into church, and they want to connect. And the easiest way is that they would fill out a card so that someone on Monday will call them and say, hey, it was so cool to see you in church yesterday. How can we help you? How can we connect you? How can we help you to know God? But that's really hard when the person up the front says, hell, you'll find a card. Like, why don't you, if we'd love to connect with you, blah, blah, blah. Like, Josh did such a good job this morning. We'd love to connect with you, but I actually can't find one because who knows where they are. But if it's right there in front of them, we're just giving people a tool in their hands so that when the Holy Spirit prompts them and is calling them, God is calling them back to himself, they can go, oh, yes, I can do something about this straight away because I can see this right here. Or I don't have a Bible at home. I can take this Bible at home with me and I can get to know God. All of these practical tools that we need as human beings to be able to get where we want to be. And so there you go. Looking after, volunteers. Who has moved these chairs before? Say a prayer for these guys. We want to look after everybody, especially in the way that we are physically safe as well in the building. So there is a triple whammy with this, okay? It's going to cost us a lot of money. I'm just going to put it out there. It's going to cost us $20,000 to replace these chairs and to have new ones. But there is a triple whammy here that I would say triple whammy. Yeah, I don't know if that's a thing, but I've just invented that for today. Is it? It's a thing. Great. For whammy number one. Whammy number one, you can go to the next slide, thanks, Peter, is we get new chairs at ACC. How amazing. How wonderful. We've waited a long time for this. It's a practical thing, super practical. And today is the day we're talking about it. And next week, we're back into like doing all the normal things that we do. But whammy number one, chairs for ACC. How amazing. Thank you, God. Thank you that we won't have sore backs. Thank you, God, that when our volunteers move chairs, that everyone's going to be safe, all that kind of thing. So a story now. I was talking to some other friends in town who are pastors of a church here in Armidale. And I mentioned to them, oh, we're thinking of, you know, replacing these chairs. And you guys wouldn't want them, would you? Would you guys want like these chairs? You can. And they were just like, oh, tears. Oh, thank you so much for thinking of us. We've been praying about this, but it's been something that we haven't been able to afford, and we're still using metal pews in Armidale in winter. So I'm like, you guys can have them. Yeah, no, of course you can have them. You can have them. Let's be generous. Let's be generous. Should we do this? Should we raise money today that we can just replace these chairs that we have here? Let's just bless somebody else. Let's just bless this other church in town. And so they're like so grateful. They're like, amazing. What can we do? It's actually Mark and Anne Ostini from Church of Christ, if you're wondering, from INC, you might know it as. And so they're like, oh, amazing. That would be so wonderful. Should this happen, that's amazing. We would love to take these chairs. What can we do? What could we support that you guys are doing? Because they're like, do you want us to pay for them? I'm like, oh, no, no. Acts Like Family feels like home, right? No way. Doesn't matter what church you're from. We're a family. We're the body of Christ in Armidale. And we're going to read a little bit about that soon. So I'm like, no way. We would love to give them to you. They are yours. As soon as we sort this out, they are yours. And they're like, cool. Why don't we, can we make a donation to something? Can we give to something? And I was like, actually, there's a guy at our church and they're building a church building, still buildings, but just a different country. They're building a church building in Fiji. And why don't you just like, maybe if you, whatever you gave, we would just pass on to them. They're like, awesome, that's amazing. And so Saki, do you want to come up? This is Saki. Everyone say welcome. Give him a hand. And he's just going to share with us really briefly, and then we're going to watch a video of what's happening in Fiji, because here's the cool thing about this, and here's the way that I think the church should function, is that our generosity and the momentum that we find in our own church, in our own congregation, should flow on to everybody else in Armidale and beyond, because the Holy Spirit is good and kind and is not limited to one denomination. He's not. He's not. And we should not limit ourselves to one denomination either. These are our brothers and sisters in Christ in Armidale and in Fiji. So, Saki, do you want to just give us a quick rundown on maybe the history of this church building, how it came to be, and yeah, you go for it.
Yeah, so hi, everyone. So about 4 months ago, I attended one of the nightly prayer sessions, the 9 p.m. to midnight session. Mm-hmm. And I just thought that I would share it, share with everyone the plans that my family and I had in building the pastor's residence on the remote island that we're from. Mm. But the problem is there's never been a project on the island where people have come together. There's different church denominations, and a lot of the villagers pretty much stick to themselves. So I thought that the agenda for that night was to pray for the hearts of the people so that the Lord can bring them together for this project. And so 4 months on, project started with only two voluntary workers, and now there's more than 20 workers, voluntary workers that have just come on their own accord, including a neighboring island that are offering help to build the pastor's residence.
Yeah, amazing, amazing. So Saki was like, I really want to plug the 9 to 12 prayer meeting because stuff happens in that prayer meeting.
Yes, and I just wanted to let everyone know how powerful the prayer sessions are. I attended the other one just this Friday, and I believe there's another one probably in September.
Every month there's one. We have prayer and worship in August and then again in September.
So I'd like to encourage everyone to, if you can, attend it as well, because I can testify that it's very powerful.
Yeah, awesome. And so Saki has prepared a video for us just so that you can see what's happening and where our chairs / money and whatnot will be going. Yeah, so we might play that if you've got that, Peter. Thank you so much. Amazing. I love that we all just had a worship moment there as well. It was really beautiful. Yeah, awesome. Yeah, amazing. So I just want to bring you back again to just our pastors in Armidale who would just love to receive these chairs as well. I just wonder, maybe we could just stand together. We'll have a moment where you can fill out an envelope if you like, or you can, if you want to give with the FPOS machine outside. But let's just bring Jesus to the center of all of this. Because I'm believing that there'll be a flow-on effect of momentum and generosity with the purchase of these chairs that just extends beyond us to the body of Christ in Armidale and clearly to other places in the world. And we praise God for that, that where we're generous with our giving, with our whatever it is, with our time, whatever it is, that it would flow on. It would flow on in Jesus' name. And so I thought for a moment, can we just get really Pentecostal for a second? And by that I mean, if you just want to, if you just feel to, like the chair that you're sitting on or the chair that's in front of you, maybe you just place your hand on it. Because I just thought it'd be so great if we just prayed for the church that these chairs are going to. And then there's a few building things happening in a few different churches in Armidale. And I thought, these are our, Acts Like Family Feels Like Home, these are our, this is our body. This is the rest of our body. Let's just pray for them. Let's just pray for them. I wonder if you do that with me now. So God, we just lift Mark and Anne to you as they lead this church in Armidale. God, I thank you for every person that attends their church. I thank you for the Indigenous outreach that they have and the influence there that they have. And God, we're so grateful for these chairs that we've had for these many years, Lord. And I just pray that as we pass them on, God, that you would just continue to use their church to bring people to know you. God, that many people from many cultures would just come to know you, Jesus, because of the faithful ministry of that church. Lord, I also want to pray for St. Mark's, who are also having their, you know, their building things also happening, God. And we don't know the details, but we do know that they are our body. And so, God, I pray that every practical need would be met in Jesus' name for the purposes of many people coming to know you in their church as well. All of these churches in Armidale, all believing in you, Jesus, all wanting people to know you, Jesus, I just pray your hand of provision would be on them and protection, God, as they go about these practical things. So we pray for St. Mark's, we pray for INC, we pray for every pastor and every leader involved. Holy Spirit, would you speak to them? Would you lead them in fresh ways, in new ways, God? And now we also pray for the beautiful church in Fiji, Saki's Church. And we pray the same thing, God, that many people would come to know you through their church, through the ministry of those pastors, through the hard work of those people, God. So thank you, God, that what happens here today, it flows beyond today. I thank you, God, that there is your whole family, your whole body, that it just extends beyond this building, beyond this city even. God, would you help us to be people who are mindful? We're not stuck in our own traditions. We're not stuck in our own denomination, God, but we're mindful of our family and our friends. We're mindful of the body of Christ in Armidale, in New South Wales, in Australia, and beyond. Would you bring them to mind, God? Would you help us to be people who pray for the prospering of your body? Not to build an empire, God, not to build our own empire, but that your kingdom would be established on earth as it is in heaven. That your peace, God, that your flourishing, that your prospering would be seen here on earth as a result of the obedience of your people, God. I thank you, Lord, that none of this is too hard for you. And God, I thank you that you are at work. And so we just speak your name, Jesus, over every church in Armidale. Over Saki's Church in Fiji, we speak your name over it all, Jesus. I just think of the words of that song, Jesus for my family. That we'd be the church that does, we're shouting Jesus from the mountains. We're talking about Jesus in the street. And God, that your spirit would just be found in dark places. Places, God, that maybe scare us or that maybe we've written off. Holy Spirit, it's not too hard for you. So we just pray now, God, for every person who will be in some way connected to what's happening today. And more than the practical things, more than the buildings and more than the chairs, Holy Spirit, would you build your church? Holy Spirit, would you bring flourishing to people who need it? God, would you bring your peace to people who need it? Would you bring your healing, God, to people who need it? God, we love your presence. And we could just probably stay here all day. But God, our prayer more than anything, even more than these practical things, is that many people would come to know you, Jesus. That's our heart, God. And that's our prayer. That you would draw people to yourself, God. Help us to be your hands and feet, God. Help us to be the ones who will say, yes, I'll go. So just pray over every person here now as well, God, in this beautiful family, God. We're so grateful for our church. We're so grateful, Jesus. I pray for every person here that they would know your peace this week. That as we continue to think about this day and to think about our giving and to think about the flow-ons, that you would just lead us, God, in what is best. You would lead us in what to do next. So thank you, God, for your presence here. Thank you for all that you're doing in our church, in the churches of Armidale. In the churches of Armidale, God, might you be glorified. God, I pray for all the ministers in town that meet every month. God, I pray that every time they meet, that you would just be knitting them together, that there would be no division, that there would only be a heart that people would know you, Jesus. I pray your protection over each of them. I pray, God, that you would continue to lead us, Holy Spirit, all of the leaders and pastors in town, that you would continue to lead us to want to see people come to you more than anything else. More than anything else, God. So pray all these things, God, for your glory and in your name, Jesus, knowing that you can do above and beyond what we can ask or imagine. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Awesome. So, never wear mascara to church. So if you want to, good call. Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. So if you want to grab your envelope, jot down whatever it is that you'd like to give, you can head out. Rhonda's going to have the EFOS. Yes. Yeah, just write Catalyst if you want to give online. Just write Catalyst as your reference. God bless you. Let's have a cuppa this morning and then we'll see you at the park really soon for lunch.